Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend so far. You know, happy long weekend, happy Easter. Hope you guys have got a lot of good things planned for the weekend. If not, it's always good to just sit at home, lay back, watch a bit of Netflix. You know, just chilling out. That's what I'm going to do, is I'm just going to be chilling out, maybe seeing a couple of friends here and there. Yeah, but, you know, it's a good time to relax. It's good to spend a lot of time with your family members. And, yeah, guys, and also eating a bunch of chocolate, which I'll definitely be having some. Not too much, but, you know, I've got to watch my weight at the end of the day. But, yeah, you know, guys, hope you guys do make the most of it. And guys, today on today's podcast, guys, I will be talking about the power of the mind, because recently, you know, in my last podcast, I was talking about, what was I talking about again? Let's see. So yeah, in my last podcast, I was talking about our purpose in life. So I want to elaborate on that by speaking about the power of our mind, because as many of you know, our brain, we are only unlocking a portion of our brain, and you know, our brain is a powerful part of us. It's more or less like a supercomputer built within a human being, and you know, though more complex than a supercomputer, our brain has the opportunity to unlock boundless success and growth in our lives. And you know, guys, the kicker to this is understanding how that's all possible. And you may be surprised by what the answer might be. It's mind power. And, you know, mind power is simple, but unlocking it is a whole nother issue. You know, so there are many barriers in people's ways when trying to unlock its potential. Unlocking our mind power comes down to understanding how our subconscious mind works, whether we're looking to be creative or successful in all areas of our lives, we're going to need the help of our subconscious mind. And one known fact about humans, guys, is that while our brain is incredibly powerful, people are only using a fraction of its potential, like I said earlier. And the reason we do that is due to two things. Our brain is constantly bombarded with information to keep up, and also it's our subconscious mind. So indeed, our brain is able to store vast amounts of information, but again, our mind delegates this task to our subconscious mind. You know, for example, all of the information we get from our senses moves to our subconscious mind. And why it does that is, again, our brain would explode if it had to review and process every detail on its own. But at the same time, how our brain currently functions is often the bigger barrier people face when unlocking their mind power. You know, guys, in essence, tapping into our subconscious mind is using our mind power and for what it is. And guys, I'm going to discuss 10 ways we can unlock our mind power, so that way we can tap into our full potential in setting out what we want to achieve in life and how we see the world. So one is being conscious about what you're putting in your head. You know, the first step to unlocking your mind power is removing thoughts that have negative emotions, which means removing negative self-talk and setting aside fear. This is an important step, as these break down your current belief systems. While you may not be someone of faith, there are certain things you do believe in. And you know, what do you believe about your work? If you find what you do is boring, your mind will believe and make you feel and act on these emotions, guys. You know, another question, how about the relationship you have with your children, relatives, partners, or co-workers? You know, at the end of the day, guys, those beliefs will seep into how you treat those around you. And what do you think about your life overall, guys? That belief in itself will influence how you look at life. And those are examples, but they apply to other aspects of life too. So guys, make sure that you're not harboring fear nor view those aspects in a negative light. So number two, guys, another one is working on desire. While your subconscious mind acts on negativity, it will also act on positivity. And in particular, it feeds off conveyed desire. Again, our mind power needs to have a goal in mind. And if that goal is fueled with desire, our mind will push for that. And you guys, and guys, we know this because we've seen this time and time again. You know, entrepreneurs who make it big, athletes who become number one, and many other successful individuals that many of us do know made it due to their deep desire. And you know, the best of all, we can unlock that through some easy methods, such as when you learn something, spend more time letting that information sink in. If it's from a training session, extend the session for yourself and keep practicing. Or set your subconscious mind to seek opportunities to use the information to achieve your goals. And don't be afraid to explore and expand your skill set in that area too. So guys, number three is have the right resources. Have the right sources. You know, one common blockage people run into is a lack of knowledge. And it's very true. Often people know certain areas are a problem in their lives, but they don't know where to begin. Or maybe, you know, where they're getting their information from isn't the best source. So whatever the case is, guys, it is important we're looking for the right knowledge and to challenge it too. You know, people settle with reading from a single book or reading an article or attending a seminar, but is that content true? A lot of the time it might not be. So just because one person said something, it doesn't make it automatically true. And you know, as someone who is learning still, it is our job to take the information at face value and work it out. So have you run that information in your mind? Does that make sense to you? Does that information apply to your specific situation? Can you use it? Have you tried it? See, that's not to say never look for answers or reject everything, but rather weigh the information and measure it. So guys, you got to look at all sides to what information you are reading when it comes to social media, when it comes to listening to the news, because what we see and what we hear may not always be true, and we may be getting a lot of false information. So always look at every single fact. So number four, guys, is give yourself a drive to learn. So feeding off the previous point, your hunger for knowledge and learning shouldn't be small, but it should be so big that you're only learning and not applying. So while it's a balancing act, this is one of the keys to unlocking your mind power. And to do so, consider how you go about digesting that information. So ensure that what you are reading is something you're passionate about. Not only that, but when applying that information, find reasons to get excited about it and make sure that what you are doing is inspiring you. Number five, guys, is being open to change. Fear and negative self-talk aren't the only roadblocks to face, you know. Another aspect is doubt and uncertainty. Yes, the future is a mystery, you know, for all of us, and we may experience failure, which we all do, but change is always coming. So people say they're open to the idea of change, but few take the leap when it matters. And they shudder and are uncomfortable with the idea of stepping out of what is so familiar. So to unlock your mind power, being open to change is necessary. And after all, being more successful and more creative is a change in perspective and in life too. This isn't to say that you need to make massive changes right at this moment, guys. Instead, start shaking that belief until you're convinced change is the answer. And focus on taking small steps. So guys, instead of driving to work, you might consider biking or taking the bus. You know, if you want to improve your relationship with your partner, start saying, I love you more often and actually mean it. Change doesn't have to be a big leap. It can come in subtle or small ways that create a larger ripple effect in our lives. Number six, guys, allow yourself to be creative or successful. So many people hinge their happiness on various goals in their life. You know, you'll hear them say, I'll be happy once I'm 10 pounds lighter or 10 kilos lighter, or I'll be happy when I get my business off the ground. You know, the list is endless. But to those statements, I say, why not be happy right now? You know, these statements are not good because we are hinging our happiness and growth on specific results. It's a terrible mindset, guys, to have, because you're telling yourself that you're miserable now and the only thing that matters is achieving these things. So this creates more problems if your view of success is wrapped. So allow yourself right now to be happy and to believe that your life right now is good. Yes, it could always be better, but remember that our mind power feeds on positive and negative energy. You know, this in turn impacts what happens around us and how we see those aspects. So guys, number seven, and this is a big one, don't let others' thoughts influence you. You know, don't let other opinions influence you. You know, when you reach a point of success or change, people will respond to you differently. So pay attention to how people respond, and it can give you an indication for how they're doing with their own lives. So all of this matters because how they view specific aspects of their lives will be projected to you as well. Any fear, doubts, or negativity they have will be passed on. You know, remember that their own feelings and opinions in those areas don't apply to who you are now and what you are capable of doing. So number eight, guys, is be around positive people and things. So this, guys, is also very important. And, you know, as a rule, spend time with positive people. And I've said this on my last podcast as well, guys. This doesn't mean people who are always saying yes, but at the very least are positive. You know, you want people to reinforce beliefs, but also challenge them too. What also helps is having other areas that provide positive reinforcement. So make sure that the things you are doing do bring you joy and happiness, and have some inspirational content hanging around too. So number nine, guys, is speak of success in the present. So what I mean by this is to change your manner of speaking when talking about success. So instead of saying things like, I hope to do this someday, train yourself to say, I'm working on this right now. Instead of thinking, I'll be happy once I get a new job, think, I can work on being happier right now with what I have in my life. So similar to what I mentioned earlier, guys, when we associate success, creativity, or happiness into the future, it's easy for our mind to tell us that it may never come. So all of that does change when we tell ourselves we have the means to get there right now and choose to feel happy about it instead of feeling happy about it later. We can feel happy about it right now. And the last one, guys, is always find your resistance. Despite all the fears, doubts, and negativity, there may be other areas where we have resistance. For some of us, we try doing one thing and then suddenly stop. Or maybe we procrastinate and don't bother about it. You know, whatever the case is, guys, there is a reason we are doing that. So take the time to figure out what that is. One way to do that is question yourself. What do you feel good when you push this off? Why do you feel good when they push this off, I should say? And how does getting what you want in life make you more vulnerable? So unlocking your mind power, guys, is a matter of working with your subconscious mind. And it is addressing the needs to follow, the needs followed by giving your subconscious mind a purpose to work with you. You know, when you have this combination, you'll be able to tap into your mind power and create what is you desire. You know, what it is you do, what it is you do desire. You know, whether that's being more creative or a past success, you can create anything with your mind power. So guys, I hope what I've said today gives you a bit of clarification on how powerful our mind can really be and, you know, what we can achieve when we tap into its full potential. So guys, you know, I want you to go away thinking about how you view life, how you look at your friends, how you look at your family members, how you see yourself. You know, ask those questions. Are you happy with yourself? Are you happy with your life? You know, use your mind to turn everything negative in your life to a positive. Even if you don't have the things that you want in life just yet, tell yourself you are working on it. Tell yourself you're in the process of getting there. Turn everything in life right now into a positive. Stay in the present. Don't look on the past. Don't look to the future. Be content with where you are right now and be happy with the process that leads you to what you want to achieve. Be happy with what you do have right now rather than what you don't have. And I promise you guys, you will view life in a more positive sense. Thank you guys for listening to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Hope you've really enjoyed my podcast and hope it's been very productive. You know, I have written a few notes down for today's episode because this is just everything that I've learned myself when I have been looking into the power of the mind and what it can do. So guys, thank you and hope you have a wonderful Easter. Thank you.